Well, if we needed more evidence that the coronavirus doesn't discriminate, now a major world leader is in the ranks of the afflicted. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has tested positive, but says he's experiencing mild symptoms and will continue to lead the country through the crisis from self-isolation. It comes as the deadly coronavirus continues to spread across Europe and the UK, claiming hundreds of new victims. Europe correspondent Linton Besser reports from London.
For weeks, Boris Johnson has been urging Britons to work from home. Now he's leading by example.
I've developed mild symptoms of the coronavirus, that's to say a temperature and a persistent cough. And on the advice of the chief medical officer, I've taken a test that has come out positive. So I am working from home, I'm self-isolating, and that's entirely the right thing to do.
From the confines of 10 Downing Street, he says he'll lead the nation's fight against coronavirus.
Be in no doubt that I can continue, thanks to the wizardry of modern technology, to communicate with all my top team to lead the national fight back against coronavirus.
On March the 3rd, the notoriously nonchalant Mr. Johnson was boasting about shaking hands with others, including those with the virus.
Victoria, I can tell you that I'm shaking hands continuously. I was at a hospital the other night where I think there were actually a few coronavirus patients, and I shook hands with everybody, you'll be pleased to know, and I continue to shake hands.
The Prime Minister's casual approach has caught up with him. Ian Duncan-Smith is a former Conservative Party leader.
So I'm very sorry because he has the burden, the weight of decision-making on all our behalves. That he carries, and I think that is an important feature to recognise. It's not just somebody getting isolated on that decision. He's also having to make these decisions at the same time and continue to run the government.
The UK's Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, has been struck down by coronavirus as well.
Fortunately for me, the symptoms so far have been very mild, so I've been able to carry on with the work, driving forward the UK response.
The news comes just days after the heir to the British throne, Prince Charles, revealed he had a case of coronavirus himself. Like the Prince of Wales, Boris Johnson last saw the Queen 2 weeks ago, meaning it's unlikely he was contagious when they met. Ian Duncan-Smith again.
No matter how high you be, you are under threat from the COVID-19 strain, and unless you are prepared to step up and do what you've been asked to do, the chances are this will continue to spread.
While coronavirus has struck in Britain's seats of power, the broader population is increasingly under threat. And across Europe, the number of virus infections and deaths have trebled over the past week, with frontline health workers recording one in every 10 infections. Hospitals and clinics are at breaking point, with no clear sign yet that the continent is through the worst of it. This is Linton Besser reporting for Saturday AM.